Is that real?
Yeah, the thing is actually real. We've spoken to.
We have like. Oh, you are doing. I thought you were talking shit.
No, for real. We have shit lined up. Let's cut that.
Okay. Cut.
What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. What happened?
Just to tease a bit.
I might double check with you a bit closer if it's okay to keep or not. Unless you're adamant it's got to go by now, then I'll just cut it.
We can cut it.
Oh, cut it. It's got to go. Okay. Never mind. Alpha gone.
and there it's gone.
And it's gone.
This is unrelated, but you didn't drop your legal disclaimer. Do you want to drop that now?
Oh, fuck. Shit. No, my lawyer. Oh, my God. My lawyer would actually snap my ass.
Kevin!
One sec. Wait. The information provided is for informational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice or as a recommendation to buy or sell any specific crypto assets. Thank you.
With that being said, let's start the episode, guys.
That's a good job, said Smokey the Bear.
There is his preferred bit, sir.
Honey.
It seems like there's a new Bera project sprouting up every second. Who the fuck is Kevin? And what even is Ooga Booga? Well, you're about to find out.
Kevin, the people are in suspense. What is Ooga Booga? Can you break it down for us in a very high-level manner?
I think a lot of people have been seeing DCF God and NaniXBT tweet. They found dupe of Berachain. Ooga Booga is the dupe of Berachain.
Ooh,
nice.
I think that is the best summary. Berachain's premier liquidity aggregator. Put in four words, that is Ooga Booga.
My name is Gladiator.
I did see that tweet actually, and I might have checked the comments and figured out who everyone was alluding to. But yes, that's exciting, man. So the DEX aggregator of Berachain, maybe for those who aren't too familiar with dupe, or I mean, I'm guessing most people probably are familiar with DEX aggregators, but just a little breakdown of what that means exactly and how that would look on Berachain.
Yeah, for sure. So like what is the problem we're trying to solve, right? Berachain itself has, you know, its new consensus model, like POL as a consensus model for liquidity. And it's trying to be the most capital efficient L1 or any EVM chain for that matter, right? But an inherent and intrinsic feature of how a blockchain exists is that liquidity is going to be dispersed across multiple different venues, right? Multiple different DEXs, multiple different liquidity pockets, and it's going to impact user experience no matter what. That's just how the blockchain is designed. Okay, no matter what sort of consensus model you have, it's always going to be like that. And you know, right now, what, like 85 to 90% of all volume in all EVM chains is already going through aggregators like 1inch and Matcha and ODOS and Firebird and stuff like this, right? What is there to say that when we move over and like extrapolate this, I can like confidently extrapolate this over to like any other chain that launches, like Berachain, that, you know, all this volume is going to consistently go through the aggregators, right? Even it's like since the Uniswap added their 0.15% front end fee, who's actually using the DEXs like front ends now? That's my question to you.
All right. So, yeah, the liquidity aggregator. By the way, Kevin, it sounds like you're still in pitching mode. I love it.
Sell me this
liquidity aggregator.
Yeah, I don't know. it feels like the Rays has got the best of me. Got the best of me. It's like every time I talk to someone, it's just like back to talking to VCs. Oh my God.
But it's great, man. No, it's a lovely way to talk about it. And then when it comes to DEX aggregators, I feel there's like different kind of structures people can use. You know, so you have the typical one, you know, like 1inch or Paraswap. Then you have different kind of aggregators like CowSwap, which aren't necessarily aggregators, but brand themselves as such. So where would you say like Ooga Booga falls in this categorization?
Yeah. For sure. Okay, that leads me on to my next point really well, actually. So that's the problem, right? The problem with like fragmented liquidity, price leverage, complex interfaces, you know, the whole jargon, right? But what is Ooga Booga's solution to that, right? The solution is, first of all, an interface which aggregates everything together, right? Like, you know, we've got our very simple swaps, you know, we've got X and we want Y, we want to make a simple swap. We call this product a simple swap. And Ooga Booga's thesis itself is not only to aggregate, you know, the best prices and find, you know, the least slippage, etc. But also the thesis which and ideology which we operate under is, you know, how can we aggregate the best features from other DEX aggregators deployed on multi-chains that have already successfully found PMF, that have already found like success in users' eyes that people really love. We operate under the thesis that we not only aggregate the best price and best slippage, but we also want to aggregate the best product features from other multi-chain DEX aggregators that have proven product features that have found PMF within the market, right? Stuff like multi-asset swaps from ODOS, gasless swaps from Matcha, limit orders from CowSwap/Jupiter, and you know DCA from CowSwap/Jupiter. These products have like proven to be loved by the community and have found PMF, right? We don't want to spend more time in the market trying to find product market fit. We just want to use stuff that's proven to have worked. Does that answer your question with what kind of aggregator we want to be?
So the DeFi Llama aggregator, like, is a metric aggregator which aggregates other aggregators. So is that what you're trying to do, or are you creating kind of a marketplace for execution?
So DeFi Llama is a MetaDex aggregator, right? So it aggregates other aggregators. Us, with the Simple Swaps product, we're just aggregating multiple DEXs, right? So we have integrated into us, we have Kodiak, we have Bags, we have stuff like Aori, Izumi, Honeypot Finance. And we also have some rogue features, like we have Barodrome, and we have Goldilocks integrated. Now, this is like pretty rogue, right? This is like, okay, you might ask me, Kevin, how the hell have you integrated us like Barodrome and Goldilocks, right? But actually, inside of Barodrome and Goldilocks, and, for example, Barodrome itself, they have a specific two-way swap function, the bonding curve, right? IBGT/Baro. And with Goldilocks, they have locks/honey, right? And this in itself acts as a two-way swap function. And anything that works as like a, no, not even two-way swap function, anything that works as a one-way function, we can integrate, right? That is my answer in terms of the swaps.
So would you say you're almost sort of acting like Thanos and using each of those benefits from each protocols as one of the Infinity Stones, just getting each of them to make what is Ooga Booga, a.k.a. the Infinity Gauntlet?
Perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
Yeah, I mean, we see, I mean, it's as comical as it sounds, right? We do see Ooga Booga as like, I guess, the Thanos and the cornerstone, the cornerstone of Barrachain itself, right? We would like, I put out a tweet a while ago about how we see Ooga Booga as Gandalf, right? Because we don't want anything to pass through.
You shall not
pass through. We see as Barrachain as that's the like the base layer, and then Ooga Booga in the middle layer, and on top of Ooga Booga, like, you know, all the other dApps, everything that is on Barrachain, we're integrated, right? Forgot to mention that the founders of Kodiak and the founders of Infrared are also on our team, so the integrations that on that side should come pretty easily.
That's some alpha there. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Shout out any particular people, or is that all?
Vertic, writer.
Ah, sick. Cool.
Yeah, for nice. Sure, for sure. So, you know, the zaps into Kodiak and swap execution with all the lending protocols and stuff, it's gonna come.
Gotcha. And maybe we could take a step back here for a second. I'd love to hear maybe how did you find about the Barras, and like, I guess what your thoughts on to want to build something on Barrachain, especially something that seems going to be decently integral.
Sure. I mean, to be honest, I'm going to be truthful. I went to MVP 3 months ago asking for a job. I got introduced to MVP 3 months ago while I was in bed.
Wait, what?
And MVP texted me and was like, put some clothes on, let's hop on a call. Called him for 2 hours, and at the end of the day, I was out of a job. I didn't have a job from Barrachain, in fact, but I was on private testnet and building shit on private testnet. So that's the story.
All right. Did they kind of steer you in the direction of creating a DEX aggregator, or is this a conclusion you came to yourself, like you saw a market fit there?
Yeah, no. They stayed because I was used to be working on a different protocol called GridX protocol, but that's been sunset now. And we were building that on private testnet, but we couldn't find any PMF for that. So then we worked to find the thing that had the most PMF in the entirety of crypto, which was trying to find the best price. The protocol itself was a fully on-chain order book protocol for EVM. But the problem with that was that even though people understand that there's inherent security flaws with the matching engine being off-chain, for example, with DYDX, people don't really care because they only care about where the liquidity is and where they can find the best like trade execution. And that sort of inspired us, that sort of finding the best trade execution, finding the best price, into building Ooga Booga, right? Because that's what Ooga Booga does, aggregating of the best prices. So I think one thing flowed into another in that sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then that evolved from there. And I am curious to kind of figure out then how you started folding in different members from different teams. It all seems very, I was going to use the word ancestral. That doesn't sound right at all.
Wait, what?
But
that's DeFi.
Fucking with that DeFi.
Hey, yo, wait a second.
Hey, yo.
it's early for me. Bad choices of words. But yeah, like, I guess, is it just from the natural way of just like building on testnet and getting to know all these other guys who are doing the same thing? You're all kind of just linked up and integrated with each other and then be like, hey, you know, we can help each other out. I'm just kind of curious how these, you got to merge with other parts of big players in Barrachain in the eco.
Yeah. I think the whole part about Barrachain is that the community is so tight knit, right? If you want to reach out to anyone, you can reach out to anyone. So
true.
That played a big part in me establishing a very successful team. As you can see, it's pretty stacked with very big players on top, for sure.
You telling me a Barra built this chain?
You said you've pulled pieces from different aggregators, different features from different things that you thought worked. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, simple swaps and DCAs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, did you want to go into a bit more into what that means exactly?
For sure. So Ugabuga has 5 core product offerings. We have multi-asset swaps, gasless swaps, limit orders, simple swaps, and DCA. With multi-asset swaps, what this means is that I can have several input tokens and several output tokens, or, you know, one input token and several output tokens, or several output tokens, one input, you know, any combination that you choose, right? And what this means is that, like, there's like 2 use cases that come to my brain straight away. The first use case is pretty fucking boring, right? It's like, hey guys, we have a fully on-chain index fund. Let's use multi-asset swaps to rebalance instead of having to swap every single one thing and then approving and then swapping. It's like, you know, you can do it in one sort of transaction flow, right? The other example that comes into my mind is, let's say you buy 30 shitcoins. You buy 30 shitcoins and basically all of them go to dust. Now they're worth $10. And instead of you approving 30 ERC-20s and then swapping 30 ERC-20s and then waiting for the transaction to confirm and then waiting, you know, and then it takes like an hour, you can just do all of this in one transaction, right? So that's like a huge UX improvement, right? Nobody else has that, apart from ODOS, of course. Gasless swaps is pretty interesting because gasless swaps basically enables people to trade without having to have the native gas token. In this instance, that's Barra, right? Without having to have Barra, you can trade on Barrachain. Now, how does this work? We basically send a signature request to users. They sign the signature request. And then based off that, this gets sent off to our sort of off-chain intense resolver, you know, resolver system, similar to 0x RFQ, and this gets filled. In USDC v2.2, there's this thing called similar, or like, don't quote me on this, but permit 3 stuff, which basically actually would enable this to be traded without any approval transactions either. The gas cost for the approval transaction wouldn't even exist, similar to what Aori does. We're working with Aori on some other stuff as well. Limit orders and DCA is pretty simple stuff. Those are the 5 core product offerings. We do take a sort of flat fee on all of these products. You know, limit orders 0.15%, DCA 0.2%. This is like very in line with how the industry is functioning as of right now. Although Jupiter hides it very well in their FAQ, you have to really, really, really look into it to see what their fees are. But this really plays into our tokenomics here, right? Because all of the fees that we accrue, for example, limit orders, if the fees are in like honey or something, all of these fees get swapped open market to Uga. But I can get onto tokenomics later.
I mean, it segues nicely. Should we jump into it now? Yeah, if you want. I mean, if it's making sense. Yeah. Uga and Booga, right?
Yeah. Sure. Okay, cool.
When so, tokens.
When?
Sir.
Okay. that's the real alpha. That's the real alpha. Okay, so I got to explain this really, really slowly, because if I say Ugo, then Booga, then Booga, then Ugo, like, everyone gets, like, really fucking confused, and it doesn't surprise me.
That's true. I'll make a sound effect every time you say one, so people know which is which.
Okay, so. Yeah. So Ugo token is the native reward token. Booga token is the non-transferable staked governance token. So, how does this work? I can take Ugo, and I can stake it, and now I have Booga. Okay. And all Booga holders will receive all of the revenue accrued from all of the product offerings, you know, from the multi-asset swaps, gasless swaps, limit orders, and DCA, all of the revenue from that in Ooga token. So all of the unit revenue accrued from these these products, dependent on whatever the hell the fees were accrued in, they get swapped in open market for Ooga token, and they get distributed to all Booga holders. So what this means is that dependent on aggregator volume going up, so basically dependent on the success of Barrachain, the amount of protocol revenue received goes up, which means that there's more Ooga token bought back from the open market, which means more higher intrinsic APY for Booga holders, which means intrinsically higher token price. Ponzonomics. Lord Pemberton has advised on these tokenomics as well. Shout out. Thank you very much.
Is that true?
Yeah, it means you're screwed.
It was you all along?
Yeah, it needs more yeeting. Man, it is. You didn't even mention that early on. It's like everyone, pretty much everyone in the ecosystem has thrown into Ooga Booga somehow. That's crazy.
Yeah, Lord Pemberton has, Mr. Pemby has definitely helped out, put in his helping hand there.
So Pemby, am I going to be able to yeet my Ooga and or Booga?
Well, it sounds like you'll be able to yeet anything you want anytime using Ooga Booga, right? Into anything else. Maybe even multiple different things at once. I mean, but if you're asking if you'll be able to yeet it in yeet, like the yeet protocol, no. But you can yeet it into more exciting things, like other shitcoin. Yeah.
That's true. That's very true. Well said.
Lots of yeeting.
Oh man, why am I only learning this now that you've been advising on Ooga Booga? This is like, it's all unraveling in front of me. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, well I think Kevin is too kind. I mean, I had some input on some aspects, but ultimately I think it's Kevin doing a lot of the work. So yeah, I don't think it would be fair to say like I'm the chief villain here. Although I'd like to.
Too kind.
My name is Gladiator.
Are the Ooga Booga tokens, are they based off a different model from a different protocol? Have you taken inspiration from that?
No, but to be honest, we tried to make it as simple as possible while making it like such that the token actually goes up intrinsically. Because what we find is that in the market, there's a lot of tokenomics these days that just don't make sense. Like no one understands it, right? When people buy, they just buy because it's like...
Number go up.
Number go up, bro. Like, I mean, like, have you even seen, okay, not to shit on anyone, but like, do you understand that? I've seen too many tokenomics where I just don't understand it. It's like, I have a small brain, bro, please.
They got good memes. They got me there.
Yeah. Hopefully Ooga Booga is simple enough.
So hey, I mean, the beauty here is you buy Ooga, you stake it, you get Booga, and then you get more Ooga. Easy.
Yeah. Yep. That's it.
What do you feel like this? It's like a child song. You get your Ooga, Ooga, and then your Booga. Booga. And then you get some Ooga.
I can see Tez cooking something here in the editing.
Oh yeah, my brain's ticking now. Yeah, you know.
We're cooking.
Oh my God.
You're listening to the Honeycast.
What are the future plans for Testnet? I'm guessing at some point it will be public to everyone as well, yeah?
I cannot reveal too much right now, but it's going to be incentivized. Alpha
alert! So I mean, off the record, we're not going to cover Barathon today?
Oh, yeah, we can cover Barathon, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So
spoilers!
So the Barathon is a campaign that's powered by Ooga Booga. It's a collection of some of the biggest protocols, some of the biggest blue chip protocols on Barachain coming together to form a united campaign by the community. Nothing like the March of the Bearers, which was obviously ran by the Barachain Foundation themselves. This is a purely community-based campaign. You know, some of the big dogs, obviously Kodiak, Infrared, us, Yeet, Wakala, IVX, a bunch of other names. Can't think of any right now. I don't know. Name one. I'll tell you if it's in the Barathon.
I was gonna make a joke, but I won't. name one. Shit. On the spot. Honeypot.
Honeypot is in the Barathon.
Nice.
Gummy is in the Barathon.
Nice.
Barodrome is in the Barathon as well. Goldilocks is in the Barathon. Everyone's in the Barathon. Anyone that you can think of a name is in the Barathon. Don't worry. And the thing is with the Barathon is the details will be released later after this podcast is released. So don't worry about that. That's going to be some juicy, juicy stuff.
You're listening to
juicy, juicy stuff.
Hey, you know, just talking about all these protocol, different projects involved in the Barathon, I think it would be really good to mention how Kevin, you're everywhere across the ecosystem. And it just goes to show how effective you are at reaching out to people and doing BD and all that stuff, which is awesome. It really is. So yeah, do you want to talk a bit about that and, you know, what your process is or how you approach this stuff?
I Ooga Booga into people's DMs. That's it. I fucking, hey guys, I like, you know, BM, Ooga Booga. And then they respond. I don't know why. People just recognize the Pikachu at this point.
You just shitpost your way to DMs and you'll find a way.
Yeah, literally.
it's something you both have a good knack at, because I would give credit to Lil Peep, which I've already said to him before in private, that I guess you're both very good at just like really cutting through and making waves really quickly in the eco and just getting to know everyone and finding your fit. I'm guessing that's why Pemby's curious, because yeah, I feel like you both are cut of a similar cloth in that regard.
Brother from a different mother.
Yeah, that's nice to hear. Well, maybe Kevin, in your words then, why do you think more people don't do this?
They're just not as skilled as us.
Skill issue.
Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills.
Yeah, I mean...
Skill issue. Skill diff.
Yeah. I mean, no one's as skilled as us, right? I mean...
Skill diff.
Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Now, I guess it kind of points to where the eco is at. I think you're mentioning earlier, Kevin, how people are like willing to, you know, partner up or reach out and connect. So I think you both just sort of lead into that really well and are providing value.
For sure. And the fact that the community is so welcoming really helped with our raise as well. I guess that's like a good segue into talking about the raise, because by the time this comes out, the raise announcements would have gone out. But we definitely raised from basically the ecosystem KOLs, all the project founders, everyone wanted to chip in.
Which I heard went quite well. I believe you're oversubscribed.
Yeah, we got like 70% commits in the first 24 hours. And
shut up and take my money.
Wow.
I don't even know how much oversubscribed, like 4x oversubscribed now. Everyone wants in a piece of the pie, but specifically somebody on this podcast is also in the round. Wonder who that is.
It's not me. I FOMO'd. I was like, fuck. But anyway, they will remain nameless. Well, in saying that, maybe they don't want to put their hand up. But
I mean, if they want to speak up, they can speak up. If they're in the round.
Are you gonna? I'm bullish on Ooga Booga. I love the saying.
Ooga.
Are you happy to name drop some notable like angel investors or some people that have...
Jani,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess who maybe led the round too for some people who are curious for that type of information, and maybe a bit about if there's new people who are building the ecosystem and they want to maybe take it to the next level and raise, maybe any advice you'd have as well for new builders or new entrants in the ecosystem.
Yeah, for sure. So for our round specifically, Kinetic Capital led. And for anyone that wants to raise again, I recommend just basically reaching out to anyone that was in the seed round for Bera or anyone that has been involved in the Bera rat, just because most of those people want beta and secondary exposure. It's so easy. Everyone wants beta and secondary exposure to the hype of Bera Chain. Some other like notable angels that were in the round, some cool contributors at Gains Network, co-founder of Olympus DAO, DCF God, Nani XBT, Sifius. However you say that, Sisyphus.
Syphilis.
I don't know.
Sisyphus,
that one.
Yeah.
I could never pronounce it. Sorry.
Yeah, you're good.
Apparently it's pronounced Sisyphus.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. All I know is he has an airline.
Oh my God.
It's really like pushing a rock up a hill, trying to say that name.
Quality, yeah. Good one.
Yeah.
good one lad.
Do you know what, just the penny just dropped to me, because like DCF tweeted about he's found the dupe of a Bera Chain. It makes sense now. That's how we found it. My lord, I'm
yes
slow.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes sir. And then everyone thought it was Boopter, right? Everyone thought it was Boopter and the Shogun guys. But fun fact, Boopter is actually integrating us as their swap execution facilitator. Basically how it works is Shogun itself is like this, like, I don't know, the buds, there's like modular intense infrastructure architecture. I don't even know what the hell that means. Basically, it means that they route through like blue chips and stuff. But for Boopter, how it works is they'll try to route the swap through Shogun first. And if they can't find a route, then they'll go through Ooga Booga. So Ooga Booga's everywhere, man. Ooga Booga is even in our competitors' eyes. Oh yeah, and feel free, I'm disclosing this now, the Shogun founder is actually in our round. So we're aligned.
So the way you're describing it, it doesn't even sound like Boopiter is a competitor, right?
No, it's not. Everyone thinks it is, but it's not.
So where do they sit in the liquidity stack? Are they a cow swap type exchange?
wouldn't say they're a cow swap type exchange, but they have these things called JIT vaults, just-in-time vaults, and they have to establish liquidity on both sides. Please don't quote me on this because I feel really bad for not knowing specifically how it works. But they basically can't support long-tail assets, / meme coins, / stuff like that. Bupta, I think it's the Shogun guys, they were going to build it out, popped on the scene. And so originally what they were going to do is they were going to route through Shogun, and if the route doesn't work, then they route through Bex or Kodiak. But now, obviously, we're on the scene now, so instead of routing through Bex or Kodiak and just having those two options, why not just use the swap execution facilitator and route through Shogun and then route through Ooga Booga, right? So, Ooga Booga everywhere.
Ooga Booga worldwide. That's it. For real. That's interesting to hear they're using something called JIT pools.
JIT pools, I think something.
Yeah, else. Just kidding.
Oh shit. Oh my god, I just got that.
You tell him being a Bera built this chain.
Did you guys actually connect at Berapalooza? Were you there? Did you say hello to each other? Say hello?
Am I allowed to disclose this information?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Mr. Pemberton did come up to me.
You guys made out in the bathroom. Very.
hey, whoa. We're not making that public.
You can't disclose that.
Yeah. All right. Alpha alert.
Explains the COVID.
This guy comes up to me and whispers in my ear, "Hey, I'm Lord Pemberton." And I turn around and I see this handsome 6'5" dude. Oh my god.
Hey.
Sorry, I'm doxing now, but.
Is that including the top hat or without?
Many people were very disappointed that I was not wearing a top hat and monocle in person. The reason for that is that TSA in the US didn't let me through with a top hat. So,
yeah. Always TSA.
Always TSA.
I'm TS motherfucking A. We handle shit. That's what we do.
All right, how did you spot Kevin then? How did you know it was Kevin?
It was a Pikachu, bro.
I think I'm the most doxed person on Barrachain.
Oh, true. Literally. Yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah. Also, but IRL, Kevin is surprisingly tall. He is like the tallest 14-year-old I've ever met.
Ethan told me the same thing yesterday. You're a tall lad. Yeah.
Oh my god. 14-year-old? Excuse me, I'm 19. Thank you.
Yeah. I am a big boy.
The anonymity aspect of it. How did you find that, Kevin, I guess, stumbling into the Bears where, I guess a majority of people and even the team are anonymous to the point where they're wearing bear hats at cons? How do you feel about being a very open person operating the space?
I mean, I think it's a necessity, right? I feel like the one thing that I resonate with, like, some of my Kinetic Capital, who's one of our lead investors, and John Fiorelli, who's, like, very good friend of mine at this point. He's always been telling me about this this concept of keeping that really, really degen and really like the branding on point and stuff, but having the professionalism, right? How can we think bigger picture here, right? How can we bring like a trillion in volume? How do we run a trillion in volume per day through Ooga Booga? Imagine the fees on that, right? How do we bring the funds with like billions in AUM, billions in assets under management, and tell them to run strategies through Ooga Booga and Kodiak and Infrared and stuff like that? How do we get them to run strategies through this? And that's like the professionalism element of it, right? And I think that some people can decide to be anon, some people would decide to be like bears and stuff, but that at the end of the day, there's always going to be people that have that professional element towards it. So like, I don't mind like being fully doxxed, also because I want to be credible for my actions, I guess. This isn't a specific shout out to anyone or anything, but I'm just saying, like, as someone that is fully doxxed, you can be much more like credible as to all the actions that you do. Like, you can even see like which school I went to on my LinkedIn or something, whatever. Please don't stalk me. That's my point.
By the way, I'd just like to second this as well. Like, I know I'm building anon or semi anon. I mean, I'm doxxed to some people, but yeah, like, I'd love to be building more doxxed. You know, I get to leverage, my existing network, my existing reputation. The reason I'm a non person is because we self-brand as a Ponzi. So that makes it more difficult. But yeah, all of Kevin's points resonate, is what I'm saying.
I tried to say that without specifically directing that to anyone, because I genuinely didn't mean to direct
it. No, it wasn't taken as directed.
But yeah.
But yeah. No, as F-Dub mentioned, like, everyone's pretty much anon in the ecosystem. And it creates a different kind of interesting dynamics.
Yeah, it's almost cultural at this point, though, isn't it? Like, I guess from where things started, like with Smokey and Papo, it almost feels cultural to be an anon, and like a in some regard. But it's interesting if there might be a cultural shift at some point when things start ramping up more and more. So it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't think that the entirety of Bearer Chain can be a non forever, although most people might hope for that or whatever. But if we actually want like big mass adoption and all the money to come into Bearer Chain, then I think there's going to be some new players in the game.
I mean, Janny's going to have to reveal his identity. It's inevitable.
He's going to have to reveal that he's actually Vitalik.
Janny?
Hey, man, I've been saying this since 2023, top of 2023.
He's definitely not Vitalik.
I mean, have you seen them in the same room together?
No.
That is true, but he's not, so how would you know?
He did say he has been in the same room, though. If you remember back to one of the
Throwback to the episode. He did say he used to like just be the Ewok on the table in the room with Vitalik. You're right.
That's right.
Hey, to be fair though, if I was Vitalik, that's what I'd say. So
you would, wouldn't you? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a Tyler Durden thing. It's like a split personality. Yeah. You're right.
And we know Jenny doesn't have any split personalities, right?
he's got that mental chillness for sure.
Ever wanted to be doused in kerosene? Well, luckily for holders of Honeycomb NFTs, Dyad Protocol will be airdropping them their token, Kerosene. Would you like to know more? Check out the Twitter thread linked in the show notes below. Okay, back to the show.
I heard there were sound issues at the event, because we could hear it on the stream really well, but I heard it was pretty hard to hear. Is that true?
Yeah, just because there were so many people, at the event. I don't think the speakers were even loud enough because there's so many people.
Yeah,
But if you went outside and you listened to the live stream of the event that was going on next door, yeah, you could hear it pretty well.
All right. I should also let you know that, this will be out by then, but THC will be releasing the panels of Bearapalooza. We'll be dropping those on our feed, which is cool.
Yeah, yes, sir. Very coming
nice.
Soon.
Very nice.
Super glad there was some alpha and some interesting conversations on those panels.
Yeah, 100%.
Did you guys watch through all of it?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we hosted it in the Bear Chain Discord. I was streaming that, and then we're gonna have some of that chopped up in here.
Nice.
For those who didn't hear, we had the Polygon CEO wearing a bear hat, and he said he's Polybear, and he did an unmasking. It's pretty best. Same with the Eigenlayer leader.
Oh shit.
Eigenbearer.
Shit, yeah, Smokey definitely is up there in the connections, man. He definitely knows. That lineup was stacked, man. That lineup was absolutely stacked.
Yeah, no, it was wicked. One of them was like Hyperlane, Celestia with Nick, and I think it was the Polygon lead as well.
I mean,
Sandeep. Yeah, Sandeep was there.
I expect to see you guys, Bearapalooza 2025, though, up on that stage, I'm assuming, yeah? Mm. Pembe in his top hat.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Nice.
Speaking of which, Tez, THC Live, when?
I reckon, hey. Oh, man. I thought that when I was watching Bearapalooza, I was like, fuck, we should be there. We should be capturing this. But, yeah, we have to figure that out, hey, for sure, for some future events.
I mean, I think THC will be moderating a lot of stuff in person, perhaps.
Definitely. I think that could definitely happen, for sure. With the momentum and growth that THC has right now, definitely. I think that's extremely viable, feasible.
Yeah, that'd be fun, hey? You and me, Dubsky.
You got your helmet, Dubs?
Yeah, I gotta get a koala helmet. That's me.
I gotta find a hat top, too, for my...
Oh, true, yeah. Do you guys... No, you don't rock a monocle. You rock reading glasses. Yeah, nice.
Monocle? Oh, my God. You went to Eton College or something.
I said monocle. Wait,
monocle? Wait, what is a monocle?
What's a monticle?
Monocle.
Yeah, monocle. Oh, because Pembe rocks a monocle in his PFP.
Yeah,
I remember just imagining
it. Yeah. It's the glass on one eye. It's in glass of one eye.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the stuff that you wear when you go to Eton College.
Is it? I mean, mate, I'm Australian.
We college is getting catching strays right here.
You're listening to the Honeycast.
Thanks for listening, in, guys. Kevin, we appreciate your time with Ooga Booga coming soon.
Thank you very much.
Everyone,
I won't speak. You speak. No.
Thanks for listening, guys. We hope you enjoy THC 2.0 with Ooga Booga and Kevin. Thanks for coming out, brother.
Thank you for having me.
Ooga Booga.
Cheers, Lord Pembe. Ooga
Cheers,
Booga.
Guys.
Ooga Booga. Ooga Booga.
And also Pembe, first episode. Let's go. Ooh.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah, it's a co-host.
I'm honored to be on Pembe's first episode.
Yeah.
I'm honored to be here with all these fucking chads.
Special thanks to Blah 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 for Blah Blah Blah. Okay, bye bye now.
Yeet 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 yeet. Yeet 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 yeet. Yeet 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 eat, 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 eat.
Wow, amazing.